I remember being awestruck when we watched our first TV all those years ago. Not only at the technical marvel of how moving images could be brought right into our home, but also at the spectacle of pop idols of the time. Funny contorted dancing, young men with long hair, platform boots and grotesque makeup poured out feelings that I began to recognise. A schoolteacher had bet us children a shilling each that the Beatles wouldn't last longer than a year, but the pop revolution was well underway and unstoppable. On the whole, I was pleasantly mesmerised and gawped open-mouthed at the outrageous goings-on, the lyrics aptly telling of rebellious, complicated emotions and entanglements with girls. "I'll soon put those expletives deleted out of their misery," was my father's favourite remark when he inevitably flicked the switch of the TV. Rock stars would fizzle away and the ambience returned to the steady, boring tick-tock of the mantel clock as father composed himself and recovered. Then at the village jumble sale I bought an old Volve radio for sixpence and was amazed when its innards warmed and lit up to produce crackly broadcasts from the BBC Home Service. Upon further experimentation, with an old electrical flex taped around the picture rail for an aerial, I discovered Radio Caroline and Luxembourg, and I would love listening late into the night. There was always a surge of loud electrical interference until all the culprits had ridden their motorbikes off into the night from the bar across the road. Much to the further annoyance of father, he'd sometimes find me half asleep, the sound of a medium-wave DJ and pounding beat fading in and out, as if being battered on their journey by storms and mighty oceans. Now, here I am today, rather appalled at some shallow, annoying drivel that seems to pass as an excuse for music. Now, hang on. Where have I heard that line before?